The following Cinema Classics is a rerun from December 2009.
It's Cinema Classics with John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This will be fun. Let's enter, each of us, a new film into the canon of great holiday films.
Disney's Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey.
Really?
Yes, I would.
This new
picture. Talking brand new. Yep.
Wow.
I'm talking being very close to the original.
I haven't seen this movie.
Yes, and the 3D doesn't bother me. I think the 3D actually adds to it, and I'm not a 3D guy.
Really?
But when you take aerial shots and you go through my favorite city in the world, right through London, as if you were on a sleigh yourself, going through those beautiful buildings and watching Dickens' story unfold in a contemporary way without Jim Carrey going over the top.
Okay, well, I got two questions for you.
Yes.
Okay, one, the 3D. You're flying through the air and all that stuff. What does that really have to do with Scrooge's journey? Seriously,
it doesn't have a darn thing to do with it, except that it gives us a point of view. It's the typical film point of view of the gods going wherever they want, and we are like the gods, and we'll come down and we'll swoop down and look at these poor people in London in the 19th century and look at these little houses. There's something about it that removes us from the poverty and makes it a more enjoyable film.
My second question, doesn't Robert Zemeckis' insistence on this creepy motion capture, doesn't that distract you?
It makes it interesting to me because the story is so familiar that it adds to something that I can appreciate and watch that. It's like watching the stop motion in Wes Anderson's current movie, Fantastic Mr. Fox. It doesn't distract, and rather for me, from a professional point of view, I'm kind of intrigued as to how it's not real, but yet real, and it's fascinating. So, you know,
interesting. I'm really surprised at that choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Did we just have a show about 3D and how it's?
Yes, we did. And I did. I generally dissed it, but I did say that I like Polar Express, for instance, another Christmas film,
and another Robert Zemeckis movie.
Yes, in the 3D with that same kind of animation. So, on a contemporary film, what about you?
Elf, the Will Ferrell
film,
John Favreau directed.
Yes.
It's essentially a fish-out-of-water story. Will Ferrell plays Buddy, a human being raised by elves.
I'm always ambivalent about Ferrell, and in that role, as I recollect it, he seemed almost to underplay, and that was part of the success.
Well, he's extremely charming. The character is very winning, and if you'll remember, James Caan plays his biological father. Who just cannot even countenance the sight of this guy. And the whole message is, you know, warming your heart and finding the Christmas spirit. There's a sort of Peter Pan-like finale where the Christmas spirit is needed to fuel Santa's sleigh. And so, and by the way, I'll tell you what, there is a great scene in the middle of that film, a singing scene with Zoe Deschanel.
Yes, and I know exactly the one.
She's singing.
And he's out there
the
listening.
The female part of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yes.
And he is enchanted and sort of follows the music into the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting out there singing the male part of that song. It is a beautifully understated, very romantic, heartwarming scene.
How about my choice? It's called Bad Santa.
Oh, yeah. What? I know you love that movie. I think you just like the in-your-faceness of it.
I do. I like the fact that it's iconoclastic. I like the fact that it goes against the grain of Christmas. It shows how cynical you can actually be. If you ask somebody, take it how far you can. Billy Bob Thornton, take a Santa at Christmas time in a department store and make him the most vile, foul-mouthed person you could ever see, and make it a guy who actually robs safes at these department stores. So it's completely cynical and opposite the kind of almost sugary.
But does that make it doesn't that by definition then make it not a Christmas movie?
Well, it makes it an anti-Christmas movie, but for me it goes into the Christmas canon. It's not for everyone. At the time, I was astonished that he was in fact saying some of the things he was in front of this kid, and I was looking for one shots make sure that he wasn't there. But they were two shots, and
I'm
the kid
sure.
was there, who's a very bright, kind of plump little kid who plays along with them. And
you know these stage parents, they don't care if their kid is going to be subjected to verbal abuse
that. The idea of this time of year is that Christmas is all embracing. It's for the optimists. It's for the pessimists.
Well, Elf and A Christmas Carol fit the bill nicely.
Cinema Classics is written and produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto and is on demand anytime at WCBE.org.